sky was made of amethyst, and all the stars were just like little fish. You should learn when to go. You should learn how to say.
Sorry. Okay, we're starting now. Yeah. We're Bikini Kill, and we want revolution! Girls don't know! Hey, girlfriend! I got a proposition, girls, something like this. Tell you to do what you want. Tell you to be who you will. Tell you to cry right out loud. You got some emotion on, baby. Girl, fucking friend, yeah.
We're so cool, yeah, yeah. Fuck you too, cool schmoo.
I don't wanna go. All right, I'm obviously still here. This is not D's show. So yeah, again, not coming to the show, which is fine with me. I'm more naturally attuned to 2 hours than one anyway. So that was Bikini Kill's Tell Me So from Pussy Whipped, Le Tigre before that with the Empty from their self, I think it was their self-titled debut from 99, Bratmobile with Cool Shmuel from Potty Mouth. They're such potty mouths, aren't they? So what we're doing here on this Kathleen Hanna show is kind of expanding a little bit to include other artists who are either from the Kill Glock Stars label or who are part of the Riot Girl movement, is I guess what we're calling it. We have to call it a movement now because she's writing about it in her memoir. What else? The Julie Ruin, Kids in NY from Run Fast, Bikini Kill's Double Daria from the first two records compilation. So we played Holes Violet there because from Live Through This, because there was a story about how Bikini Kill was playing Lollapalooza, and then backstage she got Kathleen Hanna got into a fight with Courtney Love, and Courtney Love punched her in the face. So that's how we, and that made it into the book, is what I've been told, is what I read. So no, not what I've been told. I didn't have a personal conversation with Kathleen Hanna, but I did read about it, and so this is what I've been led to believe is this story. It was not, actually, it's not in the book, sorry, but it was in the article that I read about the book. She took it out. When she wrote the first manuscript, or the first draft, I guess, of the memoir, it was like 600 pages, and her editor was like, all right, we need to take some stuff out. And that was one of the stuff that got, one of the stories that got taken out. I guess the way Kathleen Hanna described it, she was like, well, you know, I didn't need to relitigate that. So I guess, whatever, it's fine. I think enough time has passed that she could have kept it in there, and nobody would have blown a gasket, except for maybe Courtney Love, I guess. But, you know, she's Courtney Love. All right, Le Tigre with Mediocrity Rules. Love that one. From the Desk of Mr. Lady. Free Kitten, so that was a Sonic Youth Kim Gordon project, also on the Kill Rock Stars label. That was Kissing Well from the Nice Ass. I believe that was an EP. The Julie Ruin, Stay Monkey from the Punk Singer. Another one from that. Huggy Bear, Face Down from Weaponry, Listens to Love. Le Tigre's TKO from This Island started off the set. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. 91.5 Medford, thanks for joining me here. And so, with a reference to Kim Gordon, and now that we're playing contemporaries, it's only natural that I play this track, Swimsuit Issue, from Sonic Youth's Dirty. I mean, you could, if you were a frequent listener to the show, you could probably know this was coming. 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford, WMFO.
I don't want t-shirt on, and when I win, you know, I'm just gonna have the Amanda book list. Just, you just write it out by hand and make sure it tells me why feminism needs to exist. Take a picture of me. Oops, I stuck a kiss. Come on, it was just a joke. My girlfriend's a really big fan. Silence, silence. I'll wear you like a shield to hide you from what I really feel. And criticism, by the way, you play so good for a girl, and thanks for all you do. Pat, pat on the head. Stand your clothes now, go change the world.
I get it. That we have arrived, that we are already there, that it has happened, because we need to live in the place where we are truly alive, present, safe, and accounted for, because we refuse to allow our writing, songs, art, activism, and political histories to be suppressed or stolen, because we refuse to be embarrassed about the mistakes and faults and choose to move forward with a political agenda bent on the freedom of all.
All right, 1,000 points of light, WMFO, and that's Liar from the first two records compilation of Bikini Kills. Before that, La Tigre. I feel like this is a bit of a filler. Like, I had a song like this. What was it called in the first hour? It was, not TKO. Oh, Dyke March 2001, Reed's Afro Dykey mix. It was like a 5-6 minute song. Kind of like a nice way to bridge the gap. Before the, so that was Très Bien, the Nouveau Disco mix by Analog Tara from the remix EP, the Julie Roland with Mr. So-and-So. Starting off that set, with Sonic Youth's Swimsuit Issue from Dirty. Incredible track, one of my favorites on the Sonic Youth catalog. This is our show devoted to Kathleen Hanna. She has a memoir coming out in a couple of weeks. If you're just joining me, you missed a hell of a show. We've got about 13 minutes remaining. There is one question that you may be asking yourself that we haven't addressed yet, which is how or who discovered Kathleen Hanna and Bikini Kill? How did this happen? How did they get signed and where did it all begin? Well, I'm glad you asked. It happened in Washington, D.C., of all places. Joan Jett attended a Fugazi show. Yes, Joan Jett, the very same Joan Jett from Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, attended a Fugazi show and she found, allegedly, this is how I've been, this is what I read. She found a Bikini Kill demo tape. Now, for those of you who don't know what a tape is, you'll have to ask your parents. But anyway, she picked it up. I assume she asked Ian MacKay if it was okay if she could take it and then listened to it and loved them. She felt like Kathleen Hanna was her younger sister, is what I've been, what I read. She sought out Kathleen Hanna and the rest of the band. And they were catapulted to the stardom. We assume that, first of all, I can't imagine Joan Jett going to a Fugazi show. I mean, by that time, really, in the 90s, early 90s, she had already been a massive pop star with, the wrote, what is the song with her? You know, I Love Rock and Roll and all the others. It's just not, it's just hit after hit after hit. What would she be doing at a Fugazi show? I don't even know. But that's the story. And so we're going to play Bad Reputation as a little homage to Joan Jett for discovering Kathleen Hanna. 1,000 points of light, 91.5 Medford, WMFO.
What you want to do, but the next one's gone.
Letigre with 16 from, what's the record? Let's check. It's, This Island. Prior to that, the Julie Ruin with I Decide from Hit Reset, and Joan Jett's Bad Reputation started things off. 1,000 Points of Light. 91.5 Medford, WMFO, we're about done here. We're going to let Bikini Kill have the last word as the original band, Kathleen Hanna's first band, and of course the originators of the Riot Girl scene, as it were. We're going to have this show end with Suck My Left One from the first two records compilation. This is, I can't think of a better song other than Rebel Girl, of course. To end things on, I'll see you next week here on WMFO.
Suck My Left One, take one. It's rolling.